As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, it's raining like crazy in Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, June the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air or take Oracle on the road with you. That is option number two. And from around America and around the world, you may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, and this email may be changing soon, but you could try it yet, at host@vocallocal.org, host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. I've received several very, very interesting and lengthy letters lately. Certainly appreciate that. I'll be getting back to you as I go through and digest those letters. It's a very interesting audience that we have, knowledgeable, articulate, well-spoken, well-versed, and so on. Just fantastic. I love being part of this audience. And again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio Owensville, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thanks for broadcasting Become Vocal Local across your micro broadcasting systems. You can probably hear the rain just pouring down on the skylights over my head. Unfortunately, this is the quietest location in the entire house, and so that's where I've located my studio. But when it does rain in Missouri, it pours, and it's pouring overhead right now. Again, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Precious metals climbing out of the basement this morning as the dollar declines. We'll go there and look at that. Money drives, molding public opinion. We'll talk about that, of course. We'll take your calls and much more, but we've got a lot of news on the plate this morning. Lots of interesting material coming on us and at us internationally and locally. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, June the 16th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was climbing out of the basement, came up $7.40 at $935.40. Silver creeping back above $14, up 25 cents at $14.27. Platinum moved up $22, regaining a little ground there, trading at $1,227 an ounce. Palladium up a little bit, $3 move up in palladium, $244 an ounce. So we can see all of them climbing up slowly, having been hammered down for the last few days. Hopefully Kudrin will keep his mouth shut and the gold markets will remain stable. Nevertheless, the lows and the highs in the gold marketplace this morning, $929.60 for a low, $940.30 for a high. At $935.40, gold is up $54 year to year for a 6.13% return on your investment. The boys over in London set the gold fix for this morning at $936.75, and that's probably where it'll stay for most of the day. We'll be back. Stay with us.
My newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official website of this radio network. Be sure and visit the webpage from time to time if you're not logged on there already. My name is William Roberts, and in the opening segments of today's broadcast, you know, we oftentimes have to repeat ourselves here, largely because in the first and shortest segment of each broadcast, as we begin the hour, many of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters are away on their station IDs and the news and the top of the hour weather breaks and that sort of thing. And boy, we have breaking weather here in southwest Missouri. There's a storm front coming across the whole southern tier of the counties here, coming up out of the south and west where weather generally comes from in this direction. Nevertheless, starting early this morning, we had pelting rain and high winds. And so if you hear the raindrops falling on our heads during the broadcast, you'll realize what that background noise is. But if you don't like the weather in Missouri, folks, just stick around because it will be changing. Now let's go back into those market reports again for Tuesday, June the 16th, 2009. We find gold trading up $7.40 at $935.40 an ounce. Silver was up 25 cents, trading at $14.27. Platinum moved up $22, trading above $1,200 and $227. That's 1227. Palladium was up $3 at $244. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday 187 points to 86.12. The NASDAQ dropped 42 points, closing at 18.16. The S&P was off 23 points, trading at 9.24. And crude oil moved up $1.70. We're going to talk about that. Crude oil moved up $1.70, trading at 72.32. The U.S. dollar index off 72 basis points, trading at 80.47. And the foreign exchange rates reflect that throughout the day. Canadian dollar up 0.63 or 0.6%, trading at 89 cents. The Mexican peso came up about 0.4 or 0.4%, trading at 8 cents. It moved back into the 8 cent mark. If you've been watching for the last couple of days, it's been down in the 7 cent area, but it's moved back up again. So you can fill up your pockets on pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro moved up 85 points, or you could say 0.85%. The euro up against the U.S. dollar, $1.39. The British pound trading strong at $1.65. It moved up as well, 0.86% increase there. The Swiss franc came up 0.61%, 0.6%, trading at 92 cents. So we'll see all of that continue throughout the day. Again, the USDX losing 72 basis points, trading at 80.47. In the bond market today, the two-year bonds are selling. The yield on those two-year bonds is 1.25%. The 10-year is 3.75, and the 30-year is 4.58. Let's go into this news on the oil, crude oil, light sweet crude. I've been suggesting that if you're in the farming business or if you have a construction company or you use a lot of gasoline or diesel in whatever it is that you do, that you might consider storing some fuel up. Get a couple of those 300-gallon tanks, depending on how much fuel you use in a year, and save yourself a little money. Store up a little wealth and put a few gallons of crude aside because you're going to probably need it. Crude oil is poised to break $79 and head to $93 a barrel. Technical analysis off Bloomberg by Aaron Clark. Crude oil is poised to break $79 and to rise to at least $93 a barrel by late August, according to the technical analysis by fund manager Daniel Bruno, reaffirming a prediction he may first made back in December. Crude, here's his quote, crude held above $70 a barrel support yesterday, which is a good sign, said Bruno, the head of CEO Capital Management in New York and a chartered market technician. I don't know what kind of a charter that is or how important it makes him. Maybe he feels good in the morning when he puts his chartered market technician cap upon his head. Anyway, if crude maintains $70, there could be a breakout above 79 by the end of June. Bruno, on December 23rd, called for crude to rebound from below $40 a barrel up to $93. He said yesterday in a telephone interview that crude was 5/6 of the way there on a percentage basis, and he saw no change to his original target price. And other analysts around and about on the alternative media circuit have been calling for gold trading between $50 and $80 a barrel. So we can see that Bruno is not far off here, and he's looking at about $93 a barrel. Of course, that's going to translate to much higher prices at the pump. Your bottom line is going to be impacted by that, gentlemen. If you're out there in radio listening land, do take note. Let's not get caught with your fuel barrels empty, as they say. Oil is in a formation known as an ascending triangle, Bruno said. He's a chartist, obviously, trading between a horizontal line of resistance at $78.96 a barrel and a rising support line. Resistance typically fails in such a pattern, allowing prices to move higher. Even if the uptrend support is broken, the market is still bullish, Bruno said. Crude has a lot of room to fall back to a major support line near $60 and still reaching $93 and beyond. Prices may stagnate between $57 and $72 for several weeks before rising support buoys the commodity by mid-July. And again, if you make your living depending upon crude oil or energy supplies along these lines, it might be a good idea to stock up now. And alternatively, if you will play these markets and you are a speculator, you might be looking at some gains to be made in the oil futures. So anyway, if the market trades sideways through the summer, the breakout out over $79 will be stronger when it happens, and crude will go higher quickly to $93 and $99, Bruno said. Crude oil for July delivery fell $1.42 or 2%, to settle at $70.62 a barrel yesterday on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Oil thus far this year has risen 58%. So I guess if you're investing in that, it's a good bargain. Big news out of Washington today, the U.S. producer prices rose less than forecast in May, and we're going to see that translating into lower USDX prices and other things. So it's good news and bad news. It's good news for some and bad news for others, but the U.S. producer prices, this is by an article by Courtney Schleisserman and Robert Willis off Bloomberg, June 16th, new news, today's news, this morning's news, breaking stories. Prices paid to U.S. producers rose less than forecast in May as food expenses dropped, leading to the biggest 12-month slump in wholesale costs in a half century. The 0.2% increase in prices paid to factories, farmers, and other producers followed a 0.3% gain. That's just, you can call it, oh, too little. A 0.3% gain in April, the Labor Department said today in Washington. Excluding food and fuel, the so-called core prices unexpectedly fell. The lack of sustained gain in sales is one reason companies will need to keep a lid on prices, and I'll tell you, they were doing what they could to keep their lid on this news as well. It came out as a breaking story early this morning on Bloomberg as a story pending further analysis and write-up. And when it was finally published, it was buried. We'll bring it out into the open on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal Local, heard over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Back to our article here off of Bloomberg. The U.S. producer prices report out this morning. The lack, again, of sustained gains in sales is one reason why companies will need to keep a lid on prices, preventing inflation from flaring. The rising cost of commodities, such as gasoline, may further limit consumer discretionary spending at a time when the economy is showing signs of stabilizing. Yeah, the economy is stabilizing, all right, something like you would find on a mortuary slab. Here's another quote, this one from James O'Sullivan. Outside of oil, inflation is still tame. Well, James, you probably make a little bit more money than I do. For those that live in the ivory towers that are taking, you know, million-dollar cash bonuses, you could say that the inflation rate is still tame. For those that go and grocery shop for themselves, they see something different. A senior economist at UBS Securities LLC in Stamford, Connecticut, said before the report, quote, given the huge amount of slack in the economy, the broad trend in inflation is more likely to be down than up. And I might say that extensive amount of slack in the rope as you go over the cliff, but eventually the rope will tighten up and you'll come back into the cliff like a pendulum swinging if you happen to be in a climbing harness. Hit that concrete wall like about 200 miles an hour. I've done that once before. It just about killed me. Anyway, back along the way we into the news we go. Economists forecast producers' prices would rise 0.6%, according to the median of 73 projections in a Bloomberg News survey. Estimates range from no change, to a 2.3% gain. Compared with a year earlier, companies paid 5% less for goods, the biggest decrease since 1949, and reflecting the drop in fuel costs late last year, that has since partially reversed. The core prices, excluding food and fuel, they always throw those out, got to get rid of food and fuel or it would skew these reports, wouldn't it? The only things people can afford today are the gas to get to work and the groceries to go into the lunch bag. Other than that, we're not spending. Excluding food and fuel, prices fell 0.1%. Again, oh, too little did they fall. You would probably not notice it. I certainly haven't. The first decrease since October of 2006. Core costs were projected to rise 0.1%. The same as a month earlier, I guess that wipes out any falling prices, doesn't it? Anyway, according to the Bloomberg survey, a separate Commerce Department report today showed U.S. builders broke ground on more houses than forecast, and we'll go into that in a moment. Passengers, let's see, autos, cost of food dropped 1.6% as prices for eggs, fruit, and vegetables all fell. The drop in prices excluding food and fuel was led by decreases in pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, and civilian aircraft. Of course, that really impacts your bottom line, doesn't it? Civilian aircraft, how did they throw that in there? I don't know. These people don't live in the same world that we do, folks. Automobiles, passenger car costs increased 0.1% after gaining 0.2% a month earlier. Car prices are likely to be restrained as automakers boost discounts to sell unwanted inventory. Here comes that rain again. Bargain hunters flocked to Chrysler LLC and General Motors Corporation dealers in May, helping to boost auto sales. Of course, they were getting kickbacks, as much as $4,500 rebate checks, etc., to buy automobiles. That's that Exchange Your Clunker program that's out there. Chrysler seeking to shrink inventory. Wow, it's coming down now. Chrysler seeking to shrink inventory while in bankruptcy began offering 5-year no-interest loans on some models this month. Isn't this how we got into the financial mess that we were in? Nothing down, no payments, no interest for years and years. Just please take this car off the lot so that it looks like we're still in business. Continuing here, the financing announced June the 3rd runs through July and is an alternative to rebates of as much as $6,000 for consumers who buy through certain credit unions and already own a Chrysler vehicle. Interesting, huh? You get a $6,000 rebate, as much as $6,000, for a consumer who buys through a certain credit union and already owns a Chrysler vehicle. The cash option was put in place last month. Producer prices are one of the three monthly inflation gauges reported by labor. Prices of goods imported into the U.S. rose 1.3% in May as petroleum costs increased, the government said last week. Labor figures tomorrow, now that's going to come out tomorrow. That ought to throw another monkey wrench in it. We had prices today, U.S. producer prices. And housing starts tomorrow. We're going to have labor figures. I don't know, turn it on its head. But labor figures tomorrow may show consumer prices increased 0.3% after being unchanged in April. You know, if you have 0.1% or 0.3% and you add all these little 0.02 little percentiles, at the end of the year, you haven't added up to much. Let's go on again a little further here. From the Fed's view, Richard Fisher, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, yesterday dismissed concern that the central bank's record purchases of assets will cause inflation to soar. You hear that? Richard Fisher, again, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, yesterday dismissed concern that the central bank's record purchases of assets will cause inflation to soar. Fisher, who describes himself as among the most aggressive inflation fighters on the Federal Open Market Committee, said it's inappropriate to be overly concerned on price pressures now because of the amount of slack, quote-unquote slack, in the economy. Fed policymakers meet to discuss the direction of interest rates next week. The U.S. will contract at a 2% pace this quarter and then grow at a 0.5% rate from July through September, and it goes on and on. A rising unemployment rate, which economists surveyed by Bloomberg forecast will average 9.2% this year, is another reason spending may be limited and inflation subdued. Consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the economy, we're not talking small change here, let me repeat that. Did you get that? Attention. Antennas up. Consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the economy, will fall at 0.6% annual pace in the current quarter and rise at an average of 1.1% pace in the last 6 months of the year, down from last month's projections. For all of 2009, purchases will drop 0.7%, the worst performance since 1974. Well. Well, Dorothy, let's go on to the next one. Housing starts. You know, everybody looks to the housing starts. There's so many people that can be employed in this particular marketplace. Actually, it's not that great of a number, but we'll talk about that. This is, again, off of Bloomberg, a Shobhana Chandra report. Thanks to Shobhana's rapid fingers typing, she was able to get this in just before the wire, for me at least. U.S. builders broke ground on more of the houses than forecast as multifamily units surged and single-family units rose by the most since January of 2006. It's important to keep your eyes on this multifamily unit surge thing when we get into the discussion of Agenda 21 and smart growth and new urbanism and all of that. As we move from independent single family homes in the, as I like to say, the Wally and June Cleaver world of suburbia America, more and more people are going to find themselves living in multi-family units. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We will be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and remember the call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area, and or you may call internationally toll-free at 866-841-1065 if you've got a comment or a question, like to join us on air. Okay, back to the news again. Here, this is a Bloomberg article. We're talking about the housing starts in the United States soared in May. The permits also rose. That's good news for some. Of course, you'd want to check those statistics very carefully and make sure that they're truthful. Hard to say these days. But again, U.S. builders broke ground on more houses than forecast as multifamily units surged. And single-family units rose by the most since January of 2006. But as you were going into the break, I was talking about this idea of the stack 'em and pack 'em houses. As you probably heard on various broadcasts in the last 48 hours, there's now a ramping up of what we used to call urban renewal. That basically means that you use the Israeli process and you get the biggest caterpillar tractors and dozers that you can, and you just simply come into the neighborhood and level it. That's called urban renewal. Of course, then they come back and reseed all of that ground down, just like they did in Ukraine after the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks created great mayhem and havoc there, killing off millions and millions and millions of people. But as we turn the United States of America back into a pasture and forest land, more and more people are going to be rotated out of their subdivisions into these stack 'em and pack 'em sustainable development, smart growth communities. And we'll see more of that happening as the time goes on. But again, we're going to ramp that up. We see that the U.S. builders broke ground on more houses than forecast. The 17% increase in overall starts to an annual rate of 532,000 followed a 454,000 pace the prior month. So in the last 2 months, we've seen close to 1 million starts. The Commerce Department said in Washington, building permits, a sign of future construction, also rose more than forecast. Now, for those of you that have ever worked in the construction industries, when you talk about housing starts and things like that, and even multifamily units and things like that, you know, you can multiply it by certain numbers. But generally speaking, on wood frame construction, a residential house, you might be talking about employing four people max. On a 14-unit, we built a 14-unit, and we built a 12-unit wood frame apartment building in the metropolitan area, and it was a four-man crew on both of those jobs. So anyway, you can just multiply your numbers out there, and you can get some employment figures. Of course, throughout the course of any of those projects, then you'd have others come along, do the wiring, the plumbing, and things like that. Roofers, specialized contractors will come filtering through. But typically, you just multiply these numbers, 532,000 by four, sometimes as many as eight, and you'll get an idea for how many people were employed. A little over 1 million. We're 6.6 million people unemployed right now. That would take up the slack of about maybe 1.5 million jobs at the outside. But anyway, in addition to that, there's all the people that work making the siding and the roofing materials and the wire and the work in the various plants and facilities. As long as it's all made in the United States, it's all good news. So, continuing, lower prices and tax incentives are attracting buyers into the market, potentially laying the groundwork for housing to rebound and to reduce its drag on the economy. Well, we're going to find here in a little minute, a bit in this article, that it's kind of specious when you talk about that in that way. Because there is a huge glut of houses already on the market. So basically we're doing new lies for old here. But let's continue to give the author a benefit of the doubt. Excuse me. Lower prices again and tax incentives are attracting buyers into the market, potentially laying the groundwork for housing to rebound and reduce its drag on the economy. Still, rising unemployment is causing many Americans to hold off on big purchases. And foreclosures continue to mount, so a sustained recovery in home building may take longer to emerge. Quote, we're nearing a bottom, close quote, Adam York, an economist at Wachovia Corporation in Charlotte, North Carolina, said before the report, quote, housing starts will slowly pick up by year's end. With the labor market where it is, we're not confident there'll be a big surge in demand for homes. So much truth in all of that. Dropping down a little further here, it says starts on dwellings were projected to rise to a 485,000 annual pace after 458,000 the prior month. You see there's just a little bit of dyslexia going on here. They just reversed the numbers, 458 versus 485. Just shift the digits around. It all sounds good in the news. Estimates ranged, permits rose 4% to 518,000 pace. From a 498,000 rate the previous month, there were forecasts to increase to 508,000 annual rate. And then it goes on and it breaks it all down by the regions, and then it goes into the disastrous news about foreclosures and so. Anyway, that's out of Washington. Housing starts soar in the U.S. Here's a little bit of interesting news. And this, again, off Bloomberg. Bloomberg was rather rich for me this morning. Chris Wright writes, June 16th, Koenigsegg. Now, how did they say that, Koenigsegg? Koenigsegg Automotive AB, a maker of $1.2 million high-performance sports cars, won the bidding for General Motor Corporation's Saab Automobile AB unit, returning the automaker to Swedish control after almost two decades. I guess we could say this is new news, hot off the About Time website. But it's not. It's off Bloomberg. But isn't it about time? We're seeing the Saab car going back to Swedish control. You know, it was a Swedish car in the first place. It was actually coming out of Saab AB. They make airplanes. They make aircrafts. They make jets. They make fine aircraft, by the way. And they made really nice automobiles, and now it sounds to me like they're about to start making fine automobiles again. The sale is tied to a $600 million loan by the European Investment Bank that's backed by the Swedish government. General Motors spokesman Chris Preuss said by telephone today, GM agreed to provide engine and other technology for a limited time. The companies didn't provide financial details of the deal. Taking over Saab will catapult Koenigsegg from a supercar niche into the automotive mass market, adding Saab station wagons to Koenigsegg's cars that command speeds of close to 400 kilometers or 250 miles an hour. Would you like to drive one of these Koenigsegg automobiles that command a speed up to 250 miles an hour? Ooh, baby. That makes my heart just rev up to think about that. Koenigsegg inherits a company that's been unprofitable for most of GM's 20 years of ownership and employs about 100 times Koenigsegg's workforce of 45. 45 people work there. They're turning out these hot rods. Amazing. It's a great relief for all of the employees and our members. Annette Helgren, a Saab union representative on the company board, said by telephone today, Koenigsegg is a company of entrepreneurs and they know how to build brands in the automobile industry. GM bought Saab in two stages from the Wellenberg family. Starting in 1990, GM, which has been operating under U.S. bankruptcy protection since the beginning of June, has been looking for a buyer for Saab since saying in February that it was breaking ties with the division. Here's a little bit more on the story. Loan guarantees. The deal with the supercar maker, founded by Christian von Koenigsegg in 1994, may help Saab, which is also under protection from creditors, gain support from the Swedish government. Swedish Industry Ministry State Secretary Göran Hägglund said on June the 11th that the government is quote-unquote well-prepared to discuss loan guarantees with Saab's new owner. Koenigsegg spokeswoman Haldora von Koenigsegg, the wife of the founder, said the parties cannot discuss details of the transaction before all of the negotiations are completed. Discussions are continuing on the loan and the financial details, she said. You know, this is really kind of rather exciting. For so long now, all of the automobiles have looked so similar that if you go out in a parking lot, you know, at Volley World or any of the other box stores, it's difficult to locate the one that you parked. They all look so much the same. They go by on the road, you kind of go, well, what was that? What was that? What was that? You know, 17 that are champagne, 3 that are silver, and 2 that are black. 17 are champagne, 3 that are silver, and 2 are black, and so on. But this ought to spark things up for Saab a little bit, and maybe for us, too. Maybe we can look forward to one of these 250-mile-an-hour Saabs. Stay with us. Be right back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we've returned, going on a little bit deeper into this sob story here. This is sob, S-A-A-B, of course. The rain coming down again on my head over here. Sob is separate from Saab AB, the Swedish maker of the Gripen fighter jet and other defense products. In 2000, GM took full control of the Saab automobile, which racked up an operating loss of 16.5 billion kroner in the 5 years until 2008. Boy, she's coming down. Going to be good for somebody. I wouldn't imagine that we're going to have flash floods in southwest Missouri today. Saab employs about 4,100 people in Sweden and sold fewer than 100,000 cars last year. Its popularity peaked in the 1980s when the 900 model drew buyers seeking a European car that stood for technical innovation, safety, luxury, and idiosyncratic design. Saab was the first car maker with side impact protection systems in 1972 and spearheaded turbocharged engines. Under Koenigsegg, Saab will return production of the larger 9.5 model to its main factory in Trollhavn from Rüsselsheim in Germany, Bruce said. Trollhattan. The trolls. Little trolls. You know, the Saab is always just the most interesting automobile. My father bought his first Saab, little red Saab. I think it has a three-cylinder, two-cycle engine. You added oil to the gasoline in the tank. It had a freewheeling device in it that when you took your foot off of the gas pedal, it would just coast automatically, very, very efficiently. Front-wheel drive. Could go through the snow. Would always start in the wintertime. We lived in Alaska at the time. An interesting automobile, to say the least. Roomy. Flat floors, all front drive, you know, big, big, big cavernous trunk on it. And yet the entire car was very small and light. A nice automobile. He also picked up a Saab, I can't remember what the model number was. This car had a rather interesting story, and the man that had bought it brand new was a doctor, I believe. Bought it brand new here in southwest Missouri off the car lot. and he went approximately 5 miles with it before he rolled the automobile and killed himself. My father bought it out of salvage, but apparently the doctor wanted to see just how fast a Saab is, and he found out that it was far faster than his ability to react and steer. You have to be very careful, you know, when you get into a high-performance automobile. Anyway, this goes on. He says, Pro said Saab also makes a smaller 9.3 model, and its cars come as convertibles, sedans, and station wagons. Here's a quote. This sounds great, said Rolf Berglund, one of the three presidents of Saab's Ladarna, a white-collar union of company managers. It's good news they plan to keep production in Sweden. The car maker, which had 0.4% of the European market last year, lost about 3 billion kroner in 2008 and expects a similar deficit in 2009, according to court documents. Koenigsegg, based in Ängelholm in southern Sweden, also makes two models. Check this out. The CCX costs $1 million, and the CCXR, which can run on biofuels, costs $1.2 million. The CCX can accelerate to 200 kilometers per hour in 9.8 seconds. Oh, baby. Hang on to your hat. Deutsche Bank advised GM on the sale of Saab. Well, there's going to be more from that Saab story in the future. Here's an action alert. I got an email from Catherine Lehman. This is, she says, I received an email at 11.05 p.m. last night from EPE and PW staff that Senator Barbara Boxer and company are going to bring the Clean Water Restoration Act up for full committee markup and vote in their Thursday, June 18th business section, scheduled for 9.30 a.m. in EPW hearing room 406 Dirksen. This is Senator Russ Feingold's Senate Bill 787, which was introduced on April the 2nd. Now, I didn't go back and check the archives, but if you do, you'll find the Clean Water Restoration Act discussion that I had with Don Parmeter right here on Oracle Broadcasting. You might want to listen to that again. This is very, very important, very, very important. This piece of legislation has absolutely horrible and horrific downside potential. Under the Clean Water Act, the federal government only had the authority to regulate navigable waters and control the discharge of pollutants and dredge and fill activities within those navigable waters. But they're redefining what is a navigable water, and it's basically going to include all the water in America coming under the Environmental Protection Agency's jurisdiction, if you will. This is what they're trying to do. So we need to be very, 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 very aware of this. And if you are at all inclined to do so, get on the telephone and call your senators and put pressure on them to make sure that Senate Bill 787, S-787, dies in committee. The so-called Clean Water Restoration Act restores nothing. That is a hoax. Instead, it removes the restrictive and limiting terms navigable waters and unconstitutionally extends the federal regulatory authority over all waters of the United States. This includes the driest desert areas that may only hold water for a few weeks a year during summer monsoon rains, and it includes completely isolated prairie potholes, small ponds and marshes, with no connection whatsoever to any other waters. Now this evening on Truth Quest Radio with Melody Hallett, out of Salida, Colorado, it's KHENLPFM radio, 106.9, Salida, Colorado, or you can type in KHEN.org. From 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, myself and Don Parmeter and Melody are going to be hammering this out again, together with the amendments that are pending on this bill. So if you want to listen in tonight, you can listen to givemesometruth.info, or KHEN.org to pick up the streaming audio of that broadcast, and it is a call-in show. If you like to call in, you could call in then as well. Continuing from this alert, the bill will now prohibit all activities affecting all waters of the United States. It's important. These alls are capitalized here. All prohibit all activities affecting all waters of the United States. This means that anything that a landowner, a business, a county roads department, a waterfall fowl conservation program undertakes that could conceivably affect anything that is wet will be subject to the discretionary jurisdiction of the Army Corps of Engineers or the Environmental Protection Agency bureaucrats. They will then be able to make the lives of family farmers, ranchers, tree farmers, home builders, and almost anyone and everyone literally impossible. They will have the total power to force every farmer or rancher or ordinary business owner to run a gauntlet of permits, red tapes, delay, etc. And these delays may delay the projects long enough and cost so much as to essentially shut down or even bankrupt the most necessary and innocuous projects. There are copious examples of wetland horror stories over the last 20 years where people have been imprisoned and fined staggering amounts for simply building their own home, cleaning up dumps, or creating habitat for waterfowl. And that occurred under the CWA restrictions of quote-unquote navigable waters and prohibitions only on discharging pollutants and dredge and fill activities. Once these new constraints are, or once those constraints are removed by the CWRA, life will quickly become a bureaucratic nightmare with no exit. And don't think that we're kidding. You think NIIS is a bad news deal. This is really bad news. This is bad news on steroids. This will be a tough battle. The article continues here, this email alert. This will be a tough battle given that the E and PW committee, Environmental and Public Committee makeup is 12 Democrats and 7 Republicans, which includes Senators George Voinovich and Lamar Alexander. It's especially important to enlist the help of the agricultural community, especially county and state farm bureaus. Request that they notify not only the members of the Senate E and PW, but also the Senate Agriculture Committee. It's also vitally important to contact Representative Colin Peterson, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and request that he ask for oversight hearings on the impact of the CWRA, the Clean Water Restoration Act, on America's farmers and the nation's food production. Should also request that the farmers and ranchers you know and your county and state farm bureaus and cattlemen's association contact the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, asking them to strongly oppose the Clean Water Restoration Act. This is not going to restore clean water. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. It gives the federal government jurisdiction over all of the water on this continent. This is an alert. It cannot be allowed to happen. This has got to stop, and stop now. Tomorrow's the deadline. Please get on the phone today. We'll be back on the other side and continue this broadcast. Stay with us.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the depression today. We've taken all our
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. In the first hour, we went through a variety of stack of news, all kinds of stuff coming out of Washington, D.C., the jobs reports and the consumer price indexes and the building permits and all of that, an interesting and lengthy article on Saab's, the Saab story as Saab moves back to Sweden. It was going to be a good thing. But we closed out the last hour in regards to this Clean Water Restoration Act. It's up for a full committee markup and a vote on their Tuesday tomorrow. Let's see, today would be Wednesday. Yeah, today's Tuesday. It's going to come up on the 18th. It's Thursday, June the 18th business session. So we've got about 48 hours to burn up the telephone lines between our homes and Washington, D.C. and let them know that this thing is not just a bad idea, but it's going to have to die in committee or nobody's going to get reelected in this country. Can you imagine the audacity of the federal government, this Barbara Boxer and these other people that are involved in this thing, Senator Russ Feingold's bill here, Senate Bill 787. Can you imagine the audacity to assert that the federal government has jurisdiction over all of the waters on this North American continent? Your little farm pond, little creek that flows through your land? It's unbelievable, really. I'll tell you, it's just completely unbelievable. One of the reasons why I got out of the land development business was having to deal with these ecologists, you know. They always came out in their camouflage, usually, you know, women with these huge Coke bottle glasses and a little boonie hat, you know, like they used to wear in Vietnam, camo battle fatigue pants and a bright orange blazer or something like that, and they'd come out and just plague the construction process trying to find wetland plants and anything that would indicate that there was a good reason to stop this project. They seemed to be absolutely fixated on arresting development in America. Unusual bunch of people that they are. More concerned about tree frogs and things like that and moss and other things like that than they are at all about human life on the planet. Nevertheless, it's coming on us and it's coming at us. In this hour, I'm going to go into a talk that I gave a little bit yesterday. Talked about this yesterday on my other broadcast. We're going to put revolution and counter-revolution behind us now for a few days and think along some other lines. I think everybody understands the importance of public opinion and the cross-currents of public opinion and what is meant by a revolution and a counter-revolution by now. If not, you can go back and visit the archives and listen to those broadcasts. But this is kind of a carry-on. We hear about this all the time, and now as we're starting to move into the 2010 election cycle, we'll be hearing about it more and more. The other afternoon, I interviewed Peter Schiff, and he was talking about his interest in running for the Senate up in Connecticut against Christopher Dodd and was mentioning running around a number of about $20 million that he was going to have to raise in order to successfully run and win that campaign. That's another one of these money bombs, right? Heard just the other day about somebody in the talk radio community raising $270,000 or thereabouts to build a new studio, bring in some more potted palm trees or something, some kind of a decorative screen behind him. But anyway, money bombs, money raising drives. What do we know about them in history? What do we understand about them? what kind of a phenomena is this. So we'll talk about that in this hour, see how far we can go with that. And then we've got some other material out of the University of Harvard, if we have time, Path Towards Personal Progress, Leaders Are Made, Not Born, Harvard University series of lectures and reports. If we have time, we'll start one or more of those. But let's go into this quickly as this first segment winds down. Well, we've got about 20 seconds, so I'll just bounce around a bit longer here. Let you know that call-in numbers in the Austin, Texas area are 512-904-8014. And for Proud America and around the world, toll-free 866-841-1065. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 16th, 2009, to our broadcast, Become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour, once again, we're coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I don't go through this very often, but I think it's appropriate from time to time. The opinions expressed by me on Become Vocal Local are my own, or the authors of the various reference source material presented. Opinions and comments expressed by guests and callers remain their own, and all information presented on this broadcast is intended solely for the edification and the enjoyment of the audience, and may or may not reflect the viewpoint of Oracle Broadcasting Network, its hosts, its sponsors, or its affiliate broadcasters, including the station which may be bringing this signal now to you. Listener discretion, therefore, is advised, and please verify the accuracy and the utility of the information presented within your own research. There, having said that, my conscience is clear. Buyer beware. Caveat emptor. This is a rather interesting article, again out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. I refer to this text on a frequent basis. Very good information, timely information. Even though it was published back in the 1930s, it's so valid and so insightful. It's worth going to. This is an article titled Money Raising and Money Raising Drives. I could also say that I receive no financial compensation from Oracle Broadcasting Network, its sponsors, or its affiliates, and bring each broadcast to you as my contribution to the restoration and continuance of the United States of America and the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government bequeathed to us by our forefathers. In other words, these broadcasts are not financial for me. And so, I'm not here to raise money or to sell you gold or to convince you to buy stocks or bonds or anything else. Largely, this is just information. I like to think of this as an internet homeschool classroom, and you can do with this information whatever you will. I hope you don't put it under your mattress. I hope you take it out and put it in the streets. But this article is important because I don't think half of us understand the concept of money-raising drives. This is the article. The money-raising drive is one of the doubtful contributions of American civilization. Isn't that a nice way to start out? The money-raising drive is one of the doubtful contributions of American civilization. You know, we heard about the money bombs and all of that. Although the drive was used elsewhere during the war, and again, they're talking here about Worldwide War One, when one touch of propaganda made all men kin, and may still persist here and there. It is, in the main, restricted to the American scene. This is back in the 1930s. This is before it went globally, before it went viral. This may be due as much to the smaller role of the voluntary social agency abroad as to the acceptance there of the notion that philanthropy is the province of the upper classes, against whose comparatively small numbers no concerted drive is necessary. In other words, in some parts of the world, England particularly, in parts of Europe and elsewhere, philanthropy, the philanthropist, and even in America in its earliest times, was the dominion, if you will, of the wealthy. But this money-raising drive, at the time of World War I, became a national phenomenon. Essentially, the drive is a phenomenon of mob psychology. In it can be seen in strange fellowship, religious revivalism, the worship of mammon, the adoration of success, the flair for efficiency, the shrewd sense for exploitation, the apotheosis of salesmanship, unconscious, quote-unquote, justification by faith, grafted on a comfortable idealism. My, isn't it great? I love this stuff. It really answers a lot, doesn't it? Let's continue here. In the brief history of its existence, again, we're talking about the money drives, the money-raising drive has been known chiefly in philanthropy, in institutional programs of building and endowment in war financing. Its present primary importance is in the field of philanthropy, with educational institutions occupying the second place. You might ask yourself how many times you've been pilfered for extra monies lately. How many times when the telephone rings in your house, isn't it an appeal for money? Another one of these drives, you know. The pink ribbon day, the yellow ribbon day, the blue ribbon day, the green ribbon day, and all the other ribbon days that are out there. Reaching into your pockets. Wringing your handkerchief for the poor polar bears. Doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean from one melting iceberg to another. The World Wildlife Fund and the Sierra Club and the Nature Conservancy and all of the rest and the Bugs and Bunny groups. all making appeals regularly every time you open your mailbox or you thumb through a magazine. One appeal after another. Conceivably, you could exhaust your entire income and all of your savings supporting all of these various and sundry nonprofits, but that's the pluralistic society that we now live in. Let's go on a little further here. The component elements of money raising drives made their appearance in somewhat the following sequence. Over a half century ago, under the guidance of Charles S. Ward, the Young Men's Christian Association, the YMCA, if you want to use the acronym, used the drive method for raising funds. It was later adopted by other institutions, especially for building funds and endowments. The next important factor was the Financial Federation of Social Work Agencies, which made a somewhat abortive appearance in Denver, Colorado in 1887. It had appeared in Liverpool, England, 14 years prior to that date. The first time successful financial federation took place in the Jewish philanthropies of Cleveland in 1896 and was followed in 1905 by the non-denominational citywide charities in Elmira, New York, in 1907 by Washington, D.C., and in 1913 in Cleveland, Ohio, by one of the most important of citywide federations. Just give you an idea of some of the early successes, the early successful financial federations. The Jewish philanthropies of Cleveland in 1896, and various non-denominational and citywide charities. Continuing here, a somewhat neglected precursor of money-raising drives was the Tag Day, whose origin is probably unknown, but which was recorded as early as 1908 in Chicago, where it occurred 137 times during the 4 years from 1919 to 1922. The final and most exuberant florescence of the money-raising drive, its most extravagant, most successful, and most vicious manifestations, appeared during the War of 1914 to 1918. Its most vicious manifestation during the war, raising money for war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey, Okay, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
We've returned and we're talking about money raising drives, you know, the history, the origin, and the intriguing utility of these things, money raising drives. Again, we're reading out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, an article entitled Money Raising Drives. This was published back in the 1930s. Despite the basic setting of all money raising drives in mob psychology, in mob psychology, or its euphemistic representative, organized publicity. It would be misleading to identify the perennial drives with those characteristic of wartime fervor. The latter should be classed alone, so we're going to be talking about these perennial drives. Oh, yes. And your children bring home the little cards and notes from that school, and they want you to put some money in an envelope and send it back, or the Girl Scout cookies, or the Brownie Bounties, or whatever they do. Continuing here, the latter should be classed alone. They appeared in three fairly distinguishable forms. The nationwide drives for auxiliary war service undertaken by such organizations as the Young Men's Christian Association and the Red Cross, I guess you could say the Rosicrucian, the local war chest, and the Liberty Bond drives. Most of the people in the audience are too young to remember Liberty Bonds. I'm certainly too young myself. But I have come across some old Liberty Bonds. Maybe some of you remember the first income tax coming out as the victory tax. It's funny how these things come along, kind of a philanthropic standpoint, and then all of a sudden they roll over into permanent institutions. It's like laying on the $24.78 a pound tax on rolling tobacco to support the socialist children's medical benefits program. Anyway, continuing, it was only the last of these, the Liberty Bond Drive, which in the excesses of war psychology developed into vicious mob coercion. Careful choice of words here. Paints a visual picture. The Liberty Bond drives, which in the excesses of war psychology developed into vicious mob coercion. Unprecedented amounts were raised for war auxiliary purposes, you know, rolling up the bandages. Cigarettes and chocolates and nylons for the men on the front. The boys on the front. Oh, it's funny how they always call them boys, you know. Take up a rifle, crawl through the trenches, blowing hell out of everything, risking their lives, and they're boys. How the boys gave it all, you know. Boys. Yeah. Continuing, the Red Cross, the denominational Young Men's Associations, the Salvation Army, and the War Camp Community Service demanded millions of dollars, and the refugee relief organizations followed suit. Each one of these drives would in peacetime have been considered gigantic. In 1918, upon the initiative of the Secretary of War, seven of the largest agencies providing auxiliary services to the fighting forces or aid to their dependents combined their drives into one huge high-powered drive. the United War Work Campaign, which raised over $200 million. Now remember, people, in 1917, a dollar's eagle's wings would cover an entire trunk full of groceries. A dollar used to buy a lot, and in those days they raised $200 million for the United War Work Campaign. Between April of 1917 and May 1 of 1918, May Day, the United War Work Campaign, together with the independent drives by the American Red Cross and the Young Men's Christian Association, the old YMCA, netted the incredible total of $560 million, which would probably have constituted the record for the generation had it not been dwarfed into relative insignificance by the Liberty Loan drives for amounts running into the billions. Quote unquote, war chests were created in cities, counties, and in at least one state, Michigan, as a reaction to the chaos resulting from the endless succession of special national drives, most of which assigned a quota to each community. Could you imagine having a quota to be raised or extorted from a community, let's say your town? Maybe you live in a small town of a few hundred people, and the quota set for your town was $5,000, and they would relentlessly badger you until they got their $5,000. You know, another one of these buddy poppy days where you can't drive downtown without being accosted for these buddy poppies or the fireman's boot fund, or the volunteer firemen stand out in the middle of the road and you can't go through any intersection without getting extorted for some kind of a nickel and dime or dollar program donation. Amazing, isn't it? If you or I were to go stand in front, you know, stand in the middle of the road with our panhandling cup, we'd probably be incarcerated immediately and put into jail for vagrancy. But the volunteer firefighters can stand out there and harass people all day long, and no one seems to notice and no one seems to care. But let's continue here. It says the war chest was a two-edged measure, designed on the one hand to raise the communal quota and on the other to protect the givers from assaults of countless special drives. The war chest brought with it almost automatically the financial federation of the local units of national agencies and the joint raising of funds for both local and national needs. Syracuse and Rome, New York were the first cities to adopt the war chest and were soon followed by Columbus, Detroit, Cleveland, Rochester, and Indianapolis. The Liberty Loan drives called forth the total mob power of the population. Very graphic writing here for an encyclopedia. The total mob power of the population. And at this point, the United States probably differed little from European countries, except that lacking the emotional power provided by their nationalistic traditions, it substituted larger doses of self-hypnosis and hysteria. Did you see everyone with their little made-in-China plastic flags stuck on the side of their SUVs, all of those little ribbons on magnetic ribbons on the backs of automobiles, little yellow ribbons, you know, support our troops. No one was calling for the return of our troops. No one was calling for the shutting down of the 170 bases across the world. No one was talking about that. No, they were just going to support the troops. And apparently they did that by buying a made in China little plastic stick-on thing that you stick on the back of your suck UV. Continuing here. It says, at this point, again, the United States probably differed little from the European countries, except that lacking the emotional power provided by their nationalistic traditions, as if we had none here, it substituted larger doses of self-hypnosis and hysteria. The presence of an enormous percentage of immigrants or descendants of immigrants from the enemy nationalities supplied a stimulus for fear and hatred that measurably abetted the hysteria. Appeal turned into intimidation, sabotage, and physical assault, especially where the presence of an enemy alien heritage proved a further incentive to ferocity or created a defensive super fervor on the part of the quote-unquote tainted members. We're talking about the people who live in the United States of America at this time period. Hated, intimidation, sabotage, physical assault, no doubt spurred on by the local newspapers and the pulpit preachers and the city councils, little Soviets that were starting to crop up everywhere. Although the nature, momentum, and methods of the Liberty Loan Drive may not have been unique, the intensification brought about by incomparably larger funds sought, well, we'll have to pick up that larger fund on the other side. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code Oracle at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back right here on our Tuesday morning broadcast. We're talking today about money drives, the whole idea of money drives. And before we go back to the text, let's go to our caller. Caller, where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Colorado. Who's on the line with us today? Question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Question?
It's Melody.
Oh, hello, Melody. How are you doing?
Oh, my question. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's great. I was just going to your chat room and I see that it's all changed. I guess I'd gotten behind about a week or so being busy and I was just curious kind of a setup do you have now for chatting?
Well, we don't have a chat room any longer for the individual broadcast. Actually, the individual broadcasters have the option to put a chat room in their own website, which I hope to do myself. But as far as the broadcast network has taken down the chat room, largely because there were a lot of abuses of the chat room being made, and we didn't have a way as hosts to be able to eject people for posting things that were less than quality. So we felt that it was more of a distraction than a benefit. Unfortunately, now my broadcast doesn't have a chat room, so that's the reason why you weren't able to find one, Melody. Did you hear our talk about the Clean Water Act?
No, I didn't get a chance to, and that's I was hoping I'd get back into the archives and catch it.
Well, this morning,
come on a little bit earlier than I'm used to.
Well, what I did basically in the first segment was I let everybody know about the changes, this new 787, Senate Bill 787. It's going into a vote on Thursday the 18th in their June business session. So there's an urgent need for people to get in touch. And I also promoted your broadcast this evening. Folks, this is Melody Hallett on the line with us. She is the host of Give Me Some Truth or Truth Quest, which, as we mentioned prior, you can hear on KHEN.org. It's a low-power FM radio, 106.9 out of Salida, Colorado. And tonight we're going to be joined together with Don Parmeter of the American Property Coalition. And we're going to go through this piece of legislation and the ramifications, the implications, a two-hour broadcast. So kind of looking forward to that, Melody. I'm glad you invited us on.
Well, and I'm glad you accepted. So I'm looking forward to it myself. And one of the things that it came up to me with, are you familiar with Rosalind Peterson?
I've heard the name many times, but I'm not familiar with her work. In fact, I think you sent me an email about her. Tell us a little bit about Rosalind.
Well, she's been great at collecting data on the weather modification programs and some other factors going on with the Navy up in the Northwest. And so, I'm sorry, but my phone's ringing and I have no way to.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Anyways, she has a different opinion on this Clean Water Act, and it was kind of interesting I find this is not uncommon that they get us squabbling among ourselves on people that normally would be on each other's side, and by finding little areas of or promoting areas of acts and that sort of thing that would appear to be in opposition. Are you following what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It goes to this understanding that we talk about a lot on this broadcast and others. When we think about pluralism, the idea of dividing the entire population into groups and getting everybody in their group think, you can have two people sitting to coffee somewhere and they'll be talking about some particular piece of legislation or some particular direction that's coming down the road at us, and each of them will have their own special way of looking at it. Some people are absolutely just enthralled with the idea of Mother Gaia and all of the little bugs and bunnies, and someone else will take the opposite side and say, yes, but can you see the financial and the social impacts of this sort of thing? You know, it'd be wonderful for us all to champion the spotted owl, but unfortunately, all of the logging in the country, at least in the Northwest, has been shut down on account of that spotted little beast, and I think they go really good under glass with boiled potatoes and asparagus, you know. But, I think that there is a lot of division in the House, Melody, because, partly because it's designed to be that way, and also, because we do have, through our educational process, two or more different, cultures or customs or, you know, tongues, tribes, and creeds that have been developed. We have people who, like I said, ordinarily would be completely the best of friends, but on these various specious issues, they divide into these antagonistic camps.
Well, and I think in this instance, like, say, if you were heavy into wanting to protect the environment and have watched, like in the last administration, them tear down the environmental policies that were good policies, and then to turn around, and then now come back out and taking that position and realizing that it's controlled opposition, in other words. And so that's the part that is the hardest that I find trying to overcome, because you're talking to people that even have common interest with you who have been, I don't know if you, the best term for it is brainwashed or given information that now splits them from understanding that you know, they're being duped.
Well, if we were to take something simple like logging, for instance, and think about the various ways of expressing it. On the one hand, you have environmentalism, that's an ism. The other side of it is the environmentalist. Then you have the interest of the person who runs the tree farms or has the contracts, and their interest, you know, of course, is to enhance the bottom line and all of that. Then you have the position of the logger that's actually out there and the people that haul the logs and the logging routes and all of that. Then you have the small logging towns and all of their communities, and they're dependent upon the logging industry. Then you have the sawmills and the saw ponds and those sorts of things. And at the end of the day, we are confused between ecology and environmentalism and an environmentalist. An environmentalist would be one that would be a forester who would understand something basic and simple as that if you continue to cut all these trees down without planting anymore, you're soon going to be out of business. I know that Weyerhaeuser and Plum Creek and some of the others up in Washington State, where I'm from originally, they were very conscious about replanting and so on. The idea of a clear cut, you come in and you can clear cut an entire side of the hill, but of course if you do that, the erosion is going to be phenomenal and it's going to impact everything downstream. So they went into this patchwork quilt idea of logging. Now they're even talking about selective logging, where you come in and you find only those ones that are really choice trees and you take them out with helicopters or highlining. So there's all of that, but the other side of it is one day I was up backpacking in the Alpine Lakes Wilderness area, and I was on a ridgeback going in, coming out actually after a long weekend, and I encountered somebody sitting there along the ridge eating a sandwich and having a drink of water, and I stopped and chatted with him and found out that the guy was basically an earth firster. He had an enormously heavy pack. It was loaded with spikes, and he was coming into the forest during the week to spike the trees. So, I mean, it's just two different ways of looking at it. I wanted to go to the guy's throat. I'm not opposed to logging or anything like that. But at the same time, he wanted to deny anybody the opportunity to make a proceed off of the land, labor, and capital of the nation. He was opposed to the use of natural resources, where I am for wise use of our natural resources. So, you know, we could have duked it out right there on the ridgeline.
Yeah, that's even the more perplexing part of it is when you have those shades of the same issues being perverted to the point that nobody gets any benefit out of it, because in the long run, then you have the situation where they come in and somebody else from outside end up taking possession of our lands, and none of us are going to get an opportunity to use it.
Well, we've come to the point now, Melody, and you're very well aware of it, that, you know, we're so far in debt now that, like any other businessmen, China and the other BRIC nations are looking at capitalizing the money that they have, the debt notes, the treasury notes, the bonds that they've bought. They're looking at capitalizing and securing it. They know that they understand the nature of this fiat currency. And so, you know, you can't complain that they're here trying to buy up the Mississippi River Valley. But at the same time, this is a problem that has been caused by the Federal Reserve banking system and the greed of our country. And so it's going to impact us all. Stay right there, Melody. We'll pick you up on the other side. A nice diversion on today's broadcast, folks. We'll be right back.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
There's no end to the oppression today. We've taken our politics to the war. We're going
to
do it again.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we're back speaking with Melody Hallett. Melody is a host, a radio host herself. She has a broadcast, Truth Quest. It airs on Tuesday evenings from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. It originates out of KHAN-LP-FM, Radio 106.9 in Salida, Colorado. You can listen to the broadcast on streaming audio at khen.org. And her website is www.givemesometruth.info. Melody, I think we're all looking for a little truth as we started out in this hour. I was talking about money-raising drives, but when we turn it around and go back into the Enviro-Nazis, the Enviro-Weenies, as I like to call them, there's a lot of money-raising drives going on there. You know, Sierra Club and the Nature Conservancy, I believe the Nature Conservancy now, because of all of this philanthropic giving, they are one of, if not the largest, property owners on the planet. Does that kind of line up with your understanding?
Oh, yes, and that's why it's so interesting that Hank Paulson is involved with it. And I believe he's on the Board of Governors, if I'm not mistaken. And so if he's kind of run the Goldman Sachs and our Treasury to the ground, can you imagine what he can do with the land and the on the globe?
Well, you know, him and
give permission.
Maurice Strong and Al Gore and Barry the Usurper. I mean, these guys are all up to their necks in this carbon credit scheme. But some of these, you would think that they would be innocuous. You know, the the World Wildlife Federation, stuff like that, where you'd think they would be pretty safe. You know, my mother used to sucker in on that stuff. She'd get the little book bags by sending a $25 bill to Sierra Club or something, and I went through a closet when I was settling her estate, and it was just loaded with these little book bags, you know. God only knows how much money she gave them. But anyway, it is the money-raising drive. It's part of their whole process. They bilk people with this specious, you know, polar bear swimming in the Arctic Ocean stories and things like that. They are the progenitors of a lot of the material that you might find in your Time magazine or the various sidebar articles throughout all of the publications. The National Geographic makes hay with their work and their research. I think that probably our public schools are infiltrated by it the same. So, you know, we've got this money-making drive concept going on all around us. Everyone's appealing for our money, and there's a lot of coercion and fervor. So we go back to the two people on either side of an issue, parties and factions arrayed on either side of an issue. When you have donated and you've spent a lot of time reading and researching, where Rosalind may have come out strong on climate control and weather modification, then come around the other side and champion for this Clean Water Act, it's no surprise. I think most people are completely confused. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. That's I find us in so many aspects. I'm just like, well, no, it's just in every aspect, because these guys that have found a technique that works, they use it in everything. And it's just a matter of learning these techniques. And if you're not oblivious to these, to the techniques, then, you know, they can pull it on you in every way, you know, fashion and form.
Well, in this article here from the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, published in 1932, one of the paragraphs begins with the words, "Despite the basic setting of all money-raising drives in mob psychology, or its euphemistic representative, organized publicity, it would be misleading to identify," and it just continues, but we can see this using a mob psychology or organized publicity, that goes right back to the Edward Bernays program. You know, I mean, we can talk people in, we can talk Eskimos into buying refrigerators if we can just get them to believe in it. And so, you know, we when we allow ourselves to be subject, and before we run out of time, I want to go to another place on this too. But if we allow ourselves to be subject to the various media ploys and the educational pleas and things like that, my goodness, you know, we just get swept away. But right where you are, Melody, you've been trying to deal, you've become vocal local, if I could say so, in your community, and you're working with the local elected officials trying to speak truth to power in regards to this Nestle acquisition of an aquifer. How's that going, and wouldn't this kind of lead into what you experienced there, where people have been told by the various change agents that this particular environmental issue is good and this one is good and so on and so forth, and then when you come in and speak truth to power, you find that you're up against all of this negative programming?
Well, one of the things that I'm finding interesting today, the commissioners are looking at the 1041 I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's their ability to permit, 1041 permit, and so the paper came out today, you know, against them approving the 1041 permit, but most of them are about them taking the water out of the area, and I was kind of sad to see that they didn't realize that, you know, the whole watershed down to the Mississippi should be aware of Nestle here at the headwaters. And that has been the part that I've been a little bit disappointed in, but we'll just have to see what happens. I just can't imagine why they would deny the permit. Nestle's been at this for so long. But it, you know, it, if we can get enough people resisting in a much larger fashion, I would think that at least we can hold them off a while longer, because now, like you're saying, I believe Nestle is just biding their time, waiting for something like this Senate Bill 787 coming through and saying that they, you know, they can just go ahead and do as they please with you know, the UN having the control of the water. Because essentially, if they federalize the water, doesn't that not, you know, open it up for them harmonizing with the UN Agenda 21?
Absolutely, because most of the things that the federal government is doing is complying with these international initiatives. You know, they're implementing international initiatives and directives on us and at us. But in this particular situation, folks, this is where Nestle Corporation, one of the largest food and beverage corporations on the planet, has come into the headwaters of the Arkansas River there, and which, again, is a tributary of the Mississippi River drainage system, and are buying up or want to buy up or acquire the rights to a big spring up there, but that taps into an underground aquifer that's huge. And then there's all kinds of geothermal implications in this as well. So this is something that hopefully you will be able to stop or block right where you are. What the Nestle Corporation will do, folks, is to suck, pump, and truck water out of this aquifer, take it to Denver to a bottling plant, and then you'll be receiving this water from this beautiful valley and a natural spring up in Colorado on your grocery store shelves in one of these plasticizer contaminated bottles. You'll think you're getting the real meal deal and something good to drink while you basically slowly poison yourself on this plastic contamination. So what a way to ruin good water. I think Nestle really ought to just back off, get out of the way. But that's my opinion. But when you talk about headwaters and the aquifer, the source of the water, folks, if you have a long hose and you've got water running out to your automobile and you're washing your car, everything's going along just swell. But if somebody turns off the spigot at the house, pretty soon that water is going to trickle down to nothing. And so if we go up into the mountains and we shut off the aquifers and we close off the water at the source, well, of course, then there's going to have downstream impact on that. But big stuff, big stuff. And I'm sure that there will be plenty of appeals. There will be plenty of pages of newspaper ads sold on this before it's all over with. But anyway, Melody, we're coming up to the end of the broadcast. I really thank you for calling in today, and I hope you'll continue listening. I'm working on revamping my website, and then we'll have our own chat room for this broadcast.
Okay, great, great. It was nice talking to you, Will, and look forward to tonight.
I do too, Melody. It's going to be a great broadcast, and I look forward to that, and I'll talk with you again this evening. Well, there she goes, folks. Melody Hallett, again, she has a broadcast. You can go to her website. It's givemesometruth.info, www.givemesometruth.info. And we'll be on air tonight from 9 until 11 p.m. discussing this Clean Water Restoration Act. And there's still plenty of time today to get on the line, call your senators, tell them that you're not interested in this thing. You'd like to see it die in committee. We don't want to have federalized control over all of the water on the planet, much less all of the water in the United States, much less water in your state or your county. So that Senate Bill 787, it just needs to die in committee. That's all there is to it. We're just about out of time. We're going to come back again tomorrow. We'll pick it up with money-raising drives, continue this discussion. Of course, I hope that you have a very wonderful day today. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.